And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Warrior Connection. Well, as you know, respect is what all the veterans get from Warrior Connection, and they always will, thanks to Dr. Gary Knoll at the Progressive Radio Network. He's done a lot of documentaries, as everybody else has. Well, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about veterans education and everything, and we're pleased to have Dr. Kathy Myers from Western Illinois University join us. But before we do, Denise, are you there? Okay. Hi, Kathy. How are you tonight? Well, we got some lousy weather over here at Champaign and Urbana, so. Yeah, well, ladies and gentlemen, back in 1971, I came back from Vietnam. I got out of the Air Force on Tuesday, and I had the pleasure of starting my undergraduate education at Western Illinois University on Friday. That'd be September 11th of 1971. Well, Western Illinois University has continued, I mean, year after year, Kathy, to be recognized as a veterans-friendly school, haven't they?
They have. We're very proud of the designation, both by GI Jobs and the Best for Vets designation.
Well, that's really something. I know because it's always published. They list all the schools that are identified as excellent for veterans in Army times, Air Force times, Navy times, and Western just keeps popping up there year after year. There's something about that, isn't it?
Well, I think it's all the support and from the administration right down to staff, faculty, and the students. You know, it takes a village, so to speak, and I think we all work together well to make it happen at Western for our veterans and service members.
Well, Western Illinois University, for people that are not familiar, is located in Macomb, Illinois. It's over in the western part of the state. It's about 30 miles from the Iowa border. It's on U.S. 136 and 67 are the two main highways that come through there. And Western has got, what, undergraduate programs and also graduate programs, doesn't it?
We do.
Well,
quite a few. We have a very, very strong Law Enforcement and Justice Administration program, and that's probably the largest program that our veterans and service members enroll in.
Yeah, I know. When I started there in 1971, I started in physics and math, and I also did go into law enforcement, which has been very interesting for my whole career. But, I mean, they're just extraordinarily programs. I know when I started in Western and physics in 1971, the department chairman at that time, Dr. Weiler Heron, was actually Colonel Weiler Heron. And that was pretty neat having a boss there, and there were a whole bunch of us veterans from Vietnam that got there and started in physics and math. Well, could you tell us a little bit where Western is located, Kathy?
Well, as you mentioned, we're just shy of the Iowa border. We're probably about 45 to 60 miles from Missouri as well. It's probably 90 minutes to Peoria. From Champaign, you'd probably take 74 and then 136 right in. And we're 90 miles south of the Quad Cities. And, of course, you're already aware that we also have a campus in the Quad City area in Moline, brand-new campus, and they keep expanding year after year, so we're very proud of that campus as well.
That is really neat. I know when I got there back in the 70s, we just had the campus right there at Western, and I spent all of my time in the swimming pool and in the physics and the math departments and then law enforcement. But that was kind of strange, you know. What are you doing? But, boy, I'll tell you, it was fun. We also have incredible natural resources here. I mean, we have Spring Lake, which is located just north of Macomb, don't we?
Mm-hmm. It's a big draw. And then we also have Argyle Lake. And we also have a beautiful new gun range in Carthage, which is probably only about 25 miles away. So there's really a lot of different opportunities for veterans, especially those that enjoy the outdoors, which most of them do. So it gives a little diversity, you know, when they want to get away from campus and do something different.
Well, Macomb itself is a fairly small rural community other than it has a major university, has it?
It is. But it's very safe location. We have a lot of students and individuals that come down from Chicago. And so any family members who have children, you know, it's a great place to raise their children, and the Macomb School District is very, very strong. So it's a good draw in that respect for families as well.
Well, we not only have the McCombs public schools there, but you also have a good Catholic school there. Now, my wife actually taught there back in the 70s when I was finishing my school work.
We do. Yes, students can go K through 6 through St. Paul's, and then they make the transition then to the middle school here, or the junior high here in Macomb.
That's really good. Well, transportation in there, obviously there's a train that comes from Chicago.
We have 2 trains a day, so that's very nice. We have one that arrives about 11 a.m. in the morning, and then also one about 9 o'clock at night, and that's on a daily basis. And the same with leaving. We have 2 trains that leave, so that's very, very affordable for students. In addition to that, we have the Peoria Charter Bus that comes down on the weekends and picks up students and transports them as well. And then locally, we're very pleased to have what we call the Go West bus system. Not sure if they had it when you were here, Doug, but that is a Go West system is free to the community as well as to students. But I might add that students do pay a transportation fee when they pay for their tuition and fees. And that Go West system will take you all around campus and all the way all around town. So that's pretty neat, too. You can actually come down without a car.
Wow, I know when I was there, you either walked or you rode your bicycle, or we didn't have those bus transportation. As far as air transportation, obviously you have Peoria.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Quad Cities Airport. Also, they can go down to Springfield, Illinois, which does have a rural airport.
Yes, and then we have Quincy, and you can actually pick up a flight there to St. Louis and back for less than $100. So that's kind of handy if you happen to want to get to the St. Louis area as well.
Yeah, Macomb did have a small airport when I was there, and they did have some puddle jumpers that went to other airports where you could pick it up. I don't know if that is still in place or not.
They don't have it where, for public transportation any longer.
Okay.
So the closest would be Quincy, which is about 45 minutes to 60 minutes from here.
Yeah, as far as academic programs, Western Illinois University has what, undergrad and master's programs, and they're actually talking about starting a PhD program in law enforcement, correct?
I believe so. I think it's just kind of in the talks, but we certainly have the law enforcement program at both the bachelor's and master's degree levels. So that's it. And the neat thing about the master's degree level, classes are offered on the weekends. So I might pick up a class on 4 weekends during the semester, say a Saturday and Sunday combination, so I can work full-time throughout the week and then work on my master's degree on the weekend. So that's pretty slick.
That's pretty neat. What type of undergraduate programs do you have at Western Illinois University?
Well, I would say for the most part, veterans tend to enroll in economics, political science. We do have some strong math and physics majors. Also, recreation, parks, and tourism is another big program. Of course, we have a strong business program, including marketing, management, and accounting. Those would be popular ones as well.
You've also always had a strong education program at Western, because Western was originally a teacher's college.
Absolutely. Very, very much so. And we also have a lot of individuals who enroll in kinesiology. They may have an interest in athletic training, that type of thing. And we certainly have veterans who are athletes, so there's a direct tie there as well. So, yeah, there's something, for everyone. Nursing and biology is really upcoming. We now have a 4-year nursing program. So we're starting to see a lot of individuals enroll in that program. A lot of males, so we're tickled with that, too, have greater gender representation in the nursing field is awesome. So we're thrilled with that.
Now, I know my wife went through the education program there on elementary education, and so you've got all the education stuff. They also had a pretty good vo-tech program. I know my cousin went through that at the same time I was there. He finished up his schoolwork. All of us, came back from Vietnam and got pulled out and then had to come back to school. But they also have that, don't they?
And what program was that? Are you talking?
Vocational education.
I know they have teacher certification in a lot of different fields now. For example, I can now be certified in agriculture, at the secondary level. So they have a lot of different, in mathematics, that type of thing. I don't know that they have a general vocational degree any longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I certainly could be wrong.
Yeah. What about graduate programs at Western Illinois?
Well, as I mentioned, we do have the law enforcement graduate program. The Quad Cities campus, it's really neat. We also have a recreational park and tourism graduate program. The MBA is a popular one. And, of course, we have chemistry, economics, educational leadership. Those that may be out serving in the school communities now, perhaps they're principals and they're interested in becoming superintendents, that type of thing. We have graduate degree programs in that area, as well as elementary education, engineering technology, industrial design and technology. And then we do have a new PhD program that's going to begin this fall in environmental science. So we're real excited about that as well.
Well, that'll be exciting because I know at one time after I got my education and moved on and finished, I did teach environmental science and environmental engineering down at Jacksonville State University in Alabama for a while. And it was so neat because everybody had in our department. Our department head was a Big Ten from Wisconsin and everybody else from all over the Big Ten. And they're kind of going, well, you guys just fed us real good. See, you got so many different opportunities. Obviously, if you got somebody that's been enlisted in the military and they're coming out, they can get admitted and go through the undergraduate programs and everything. What about the same thing for the officers or the senior enlisted that already have a degree? They can come and join in the grad programs, can't they?
Super, yep, absolutely.
What are some of the admission requirements to come to Western Illinois University?
Well, the neat thing, I think we're one of the few universities in the state to have, if you are a veteran with an honorable discharge, you can enroll and be admitted at Western without regard to prior academic background if Western is the first school you select after your discharge. So in other words, it wouldn't really matter if let's say I was a mediocre student in high school, then I went right on to the military after graduation. I could come to Western even though I might not meet the regular admission standards, so that's really neat.
Well, I know just from my own experience in teaching students that came out of the military, in the military in my academic career at the university, you find a lot of times just all the military veterans have learned in the military, all the experiences, they seem to knuckle down when they get to their studies, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. They're very serious. I might be biased in this, but you could work with a better grade of student. The work ethic, the dedication, the commitment. Just so pleased about the veterans and how well they do. And more than 50% of our veterans earn a 3.0 grade point average or better. So,
wow.
Yeah, that's a great statistic. So that clearly demonstrates how committed they are.
And you guys, Western's on a 4.0 scale, correct?
We are.
Yeah, and we need to make that very clear, because some universities are on a 5.0, but Western is on a 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get all these veterans coming, they're holding together a B average and above. Hey, that is really neat.
It is. We're really pleased. They work very hard. And we have several academic programs available to assist them if they need. For example, we offer free time management skills workshops, study skills, you name it in that area. The Counseling Center does a great job of covering that. Plus, we have individual and group tutoring in almost every class. So anyone, if they're struggling or they get tied up on a concept, they can go in and get individual assistance either from a specific department. Say I go into math and they help me. Or we also have drop-in assistance in the library every night where I can just pop in and ask questions very quickly and then move on to my homework. So there's a lot of academic support assistance available if someone is struggling in a certain area or a particular class.
That is just absolutely wonderful. I know when I think I told you my story, I got all enrolled at Western Illinois University because my cousins were there, and I knew it was a good place to go during the right after the Vietnam War. And at that time, I had been admitted to mathematics, and the department head at that time, a Dr. Larry Morley. I never forget this man. I mean, that is 1971, and what year is this now? 2014. He had my room keys. He had all my books. He had everything I needed, and all I did was I got back and pulled in there on Friday, went to his office, and he handed everything to me, and it just guided me through. I mean, it was like, talk about a dedicated faculty to help students. I think that's what Western's been historically noted for, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. I used to help students, high school students, do the best I could in high school and then transition to the college experience. So we visited a lot of, through my years, a lot of colleges throughout the Midwest and throughout the state, the nation. And I'll be real honest with you. When you visited Western, the way you were treated as a visitor and the way you're treated as a student, it's the same. It, very friendly, very amicable. How can we help you? What can we do for you? So it is. It's a real good family feel experience, I think.
Well, I think I know Macomb just from the experience I had and the people I ran around with. You and I have talked about that a little bit. The Macomb, entire Macomb community takes in the students as part of theirs, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. If you drive down on the square, for example, I'm so pleased. They actually have flags flying that say, you know, best for Vets College, that type of thing. So, yes, we work, actually we call it Communiversity because it's the community and the university working together as one partner, you know, to advance, you know, both entities. So, absolutely. We're real pleased, and every year, every semester, we begin with a student activities fair. We also start with an activity where various vendors and businesses and organizations come right on campus to meet students and give them freebies and let them know, you know, what's out in the community there for them as well. So I'd have to say, you know, absolutely.
That is just absolutely wonderful. Well, say we got a military veteran that wants to come. Obviously, junior enlisted or enlisted, they may or may not have some academic career credit at the university level. If we got officers, I'm more than likely they've already got a degree and they're coming back. So when a person wants to apply to a university, what do they have to think about as far as admission requirements to come to a university?
Well, as I mentioned before, if they're coming directly to Western after their honorable discharge, we basically will sit down with them. We have a dedicated Veterans Resource Center here on campus. We'll sit down with them, help them apply for admission. We'll help them obtain their high school transcript. Now, we still need the record for documentation purposes, but that does not necessarily mean that, you know, it'll be reviewed for acceptance because, again, if we're the first, if we're the first school after you are discharged, your high school grades are not considered. But we'll help them get the high school transcripts. If they've got any college credit anywhere, we'll help them get the college transcripts. If it's been less than 5 years, we'll also ask them for ACT scores. And again, if we're the first college attended, the score does not matter. We'll help them get that so they can get all their ducks in the row to be admitted. We also look at military credits, for example, just for turning in their 214 to us. If it's someone who's served active duty, we'll automatically give them 8 credit hours right out of the chute for their basic and AIT training. And so that's 8 credits right there. We'll also assist them in obtaining their specialized transcript from the military, their SMARTs or their ARTs or CCF transcripts. And we do follow the American Council on Education's recommendations for transfer of credit for the military. So it's possible that a student would get a number of additional credits before they even begin. I worked with a student, and he came in with 85 credits from the military before even he started.
Wow.
Just based on his military background. No college credit. just his military experience.
That's really important. But obviously, I mean, we still want to come back and emphasize. I mean, when you get admitted, you're going to university and you do get admitted, you do need to have a real strong background in English. You need to have a strong background in math and science. The science is any time you come to a university, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we do have a writing center. If someone, you know, it's been a long time for some that since they've been in the classroom and been in that type of setting. So we do have a writing center. We have a math help center. So if someone does want to brush up their skills, they can certainly do that. In addition, we do have Spoon River College just down the road a bit, and it's a community college. So we do have a lot of students that may start out there, you know, because they feel that that's a good fit for them at that particular time, and then they'll transfer over to Western. So we do work with students in that, and we work closely with Spoon River. But, yeah, no matter what class, you know, you need writing, reading, you know, across the curriculum. You need to be able, you know, to have those math skills so you can advance. You're going to take 2 years of general education, which is going to encompass all those different fields or subject areas, I should say. So if you feel weak in those areas, we can certainly help you with that.
Boy, that is extremely, extremely important. I know when I came back in 71, obviously when I went to high school, I had a very strong background in the sciences and math. And then I, you know, went right into physics and math anyhow, picked out the law enforcement. So for me, it was still very difficult, but all of the tutoring programs that we had back then that I understand still exist, boy, that can make it nice if the person takes advantage of them, correct?
Exactly. That's the main thing, is acknowledging it's okay to get help. You know, everybody's here to help you succeed. That's what we do, and that's why we're here. So we do want to emphasize that.
Yeah, so when a person, and then on top of that, what about non-academic support programs within the university itself or the community? Do those exist?
Sure. Now, I mentioned to you that we have the dedicated Veterans Resource Center. So we'll literally take a student from admissions, help them get accepted. Then we'll help them get their military transcripts that I spoke of earlier. Then we sit down and we work with them as far as the programs they may qualify based on their level, their service. Another wonderful thing that we do, I mentioned we're only about 40 minutes from Iowa. In Iowa, they do have an unemployment program that considers schooling part of the retraining process. So our military people can go right across the river, apply for unemployment in Iowa, and then that's an extra boost. You know, they may collect unemployment, so that's an additional maybe $15,000-$16,000 for a year to help them. If you have a family, that type of thing, that's wonderful support. And since our military people are considered federal employees, they can actually apply in any state. By applying in Iowa, again, you get to keep those benefits while you're enrolled in school. So we will talk to them about that program and leave that up to them. We'll absolutely help them create an account and apply for the GI Bill. In the state of Illinois, we have some wonderful programs, the Illinois National Guard Grant Program, as well as the Illinois Veterans Grant. We paid out more than $2 million, I believe, last year in those two programs alone to our student veterans. And those programs help pay for tuition and then tuition and fees, respectively. So we help them do all of that. So we really want to help them get a sound financial footing, step number one. So once they feel comfortable with that, and going through all those programs and applying can be very overwhelming. So they really like the fact that we're here and we help them individually, one-on-one. If they encounter any questions or problems, need to get any additional information to the VA, we help them with that. We do have open houses where we bring student veterans together. When you're first here, that's one of the things they say, they don't know anyone. So the first week of classes, the third day of classes, we have an open house so we can have everyone meet one another and start getting connected. In addition to that, we have a number of different programs. Last week, we showed the film Restrepo, and we had a wonderful dialogue and discussion afterwards. We've also had different seminars, panel discussions, gender issues in the military is one. So we have a lot of different types of programs to help bring the staff, faculty, and student veterans together, you know, to keep talking, keep dialoguing. Internally here at the Veterans Resource Center, we have a focus group made up of student veterans. Some have just returned from deployments to Iraq or Afghanistan. We have different genders, ethnicities represented. We have a married couple that both just were discharged from the military recently, so they've located here, so we get that family perspective. And the focus group, we dialogue about here we are now, where can we go from here? We also have new computers in our computer lab, and students come in, they may pull up training that they need to do. They're all equipped with CAC readers, so they can do their business, their military business right here. They can study, they can print papers, we have copier fax, that type of thing. So we offer a wide variety of services, you know, for the students. Everybody kind of knows, they call it the VRC for the Veterans Resource Center. It's like, well, if you have a question, go over there. They can usually help you. The other wonderful thing that we have here, Doug, and it's very unique, is back when we started to open the center, I connected with a psychologist out of the Iowa City VA Center. That is the closest medical center to Western. So if students need major medical, that's where they would go to. That's a couple hours away. But anyway, so the psychologist comes down to our open house, and unbeknownst to me, he went back and talked to his supervisor, which was the director of the Iowa City VA Center. And next thing I know, the director of the VA Center is calling me requesting a meeting with our administration. They'd really like to get together and do some dialoguing because they realize we're located in a rural area. Next thing we know, we've got support here in a rural health care grant through the VA. And we have a telemental health center right here on campus where student veterans and even community veterans can go in there and they can beam right up to their therapist or their psychiatrist right in Iowa City. So they don't have to travel at all. So that's wonderful. We're just real thrilled.
That's pretty exciting. I know as far as academic support, you know, everybody, when you're going, coming back to school, especially if you've been out of school for some time, and you want to come back in and say, okay, how am I to pay for this? Well, I know what's been around forever in Illinois, and you already mentioned that the Illinois State Veteran Scholarship Grant, basically what picks up your tuition and fees, as because if you went into the military as a resident of Illinois, and then spend, I think, 180 days minimum, then you come back out, or especially any time, you come back out, and you basically got four full free years of schooling for the tuition and that stuff, and that's in addition to your GI Bill, which you can use.
Uh-huh, very much so. Now, I think they've changed it just a little bit. Now, if you're serving in support of a conflict, that's one thing, and then yes, they acknowledge your service right very quickly. However, otherwise, I have to serve at least a minimum of 1 year active duty.
Okay.
So it's a little bit different, but yes, it's a wonderful program. Pays your tuition and fees.
Yeah, I know, because when I started there, I came off 4 years of active duty with the Air Force, so I mean, there was no problem of walking into there. We have all of those additional programs, so as far as financial support, it seems to be in place where the veterans can come there and have a fairly good time without worrying about too much money, can't they?
Exactly. Exactly. Unless, you know, sometimes it can be pretty attractive when you come home from deployment and you have a pot of funds and it looks good to buy that motorcycle and that truck and that boat, and then you worry about those monthly payments later. You know, that could be a challenge, you know, in terms of money management. I've worked with a few students that have encountered that. They really didn't plan ahead or really didn't have strong financial management skills. You know, they'd said, you know, I've been away for a year. I haven't had to pay one bill, you know. So, those are also types of services that we can help students with. If they get into a financial bind, we help them apply for federal financial aid in case they qualify for a Pell Grant and or student loans if they need to. But truthfully, a lot of our students don't apply for student loans unless they've signed up for the student loan repayment program, you know, through their branch, military branch. And, you know, it's a program that the Army, for example, will help repay those student loans. So it kind of turns into a grant. But really, our veterans don't have to rely much on student loans at all. So that's wonderful.
I mean, that's really, really important. Well, what about, I know when I came back there, I mean, I got out of the military on Tuesday, and I started at Western on Friday, so I was, you know, basically not even a human being yet. And I think the people in the military will understand that. Where do the students or where do the people get to live in the community? You obviously have the college, university dorms.
We do have the residence halls. However, a lot of times, most of our veterans tend to live off campus just because they feel it's a better fit versus living in a residence hall, you know, with a, you know, 17 to 22-year-olds. They might want to live off campus. Where we also have graduate and family housing. We have a few veterans with children, so they live in graduate and family housing. We do have upper-class residence halls as well. So it's possible then if a veteran does come in right before classes start and they need a quick place, then we can sometimes get them in the upper-class residence halls. We try to make a good, you know, living fit for them. We'll also help them locate the different properties that are for rent in the area that might be suitable for them. And we also have a non-traditional living space that's fairly new where I can rent out a room and then we share a community living room and kitchen. So that's something new, and that's more for a non-traditional student such as a veteran, so that's a possibility, and that is located right here on campus. So there's a lot of different alternatives. It just depends on the individual and what they want to do. But you're right, we have students that may apply. They may walk in the door 4 days before school starts and says, you know, is it too late for me to enroll for the fall? And we can literally help them get enrolled.
Yeah, I mean, also, and I mean, Macomb, I know, having been there, and my wife was a school teacher there, we got to be tied in real close to the community. That was my very, very, very fortunate thing to be while I was there. But we have a real good school system in Macomb, don't we, for as far as the veterans' family members, don't we?
Oh, you bet. Real strong. Very strong. You know, it's there's a direct link, I think. You know, we train teachers here, and a lot of times Macomb is one of the first districts, you know, to hire our teachers right away from Western. So that's an A-plus for the programs here. It shows how strong our teacher ed programs are. On the other hand, then Macomb's really benefiting from really strong teachers. So clear from kindergarten through high school.
So we've got two school systems basically in Macomb. We have the Macomb public school system, and then we have St. Paul's Catholic School, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what are the grades? In Macomb public school, they have basically kindergarten through high school, correct?
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we also have the Head Start programs here. And then you also mentioned the parochial. We have a private Catholic school, which is St. Paul's, and they have K through 6 now.
That's pretty important. I remember when I was a veteran and I arrived back there, I mean, you know, 4 days out and all this other stuff, St. Paul's was extremely important. Back there in the Vietnam War, we had a Catholic priest named Father Real. And, I mean, his impact on Western Illinois University, on the veterans and on the students was staggering beyond all imagination. And I think if you go back, I know in the yearbooks that we have here, I mean, here's a Catholic priest running the Newman Center has all featured, extremely highly featured in, you know, a campus yearbook. So, I mean, it said a whole thing about him. And I know he used to meet with us one-on-one, all the veterans at back time, so we had an incredible support network, not only from on campus, and with also within the, and I'm going to put this very specifically because I thought it was wonderful and I still contact, within the Macomb Police Department, which was staggering. I mean, wait a minute, you're coming to campus and Macomb Police Department is one of your strongest advocates? What's going on here? I mean, it was just so strange and everything else. It's just a whole wonderful thing that you have around there. So you've got the academic support programs, you've got help to get them admitted, you've got admission requirements which are veteran-friendly. I mean, they're still going to have to make the grade, but all the support network's in place, correct?
Correct, correct. And then we haven't talked, and I know you're going to be familiar with this group. We have very strong WIU Veterans Club, a.k.a. the Peach Blossoms.
Yeah, we talked about that the other day. I mean, when I got back there started in 1971, the Peach Blossoms, that was all veterans. And what they did is kind of dressed up real goofy in all different colors and clown outfits. And they were basically men dressed up as women in the Peach Blossoms. And it was, I mean, it became legendary in my time when I was there. And I guess it must still continue.
Oh, absolutely. Very much so. And, you know, it's not unusual on a daily basis to see someone donning their Peach Blossom t-shirts and that type of thing. So definitely. And they're right out there at the football games. And I'll tell you, it's a really active veterans group. I'm very proud of them. They, recently for Moms Weekend, for example, did a bag-o tournament, you know, one of those things that something different for moms to participate in. And all of the funds were going to be raised, were going to be donated to assist a hospice patient who wanted to go on the honor flight. So between that Saturday afternoon and then the next Sunday morning, very next morning, they got up and had a pancake breakfast down at the American Legion, and they were able to raise enough money to send the hospice patient then to the next honor flight, so we're real pleased with them. Now another group on campus wants to raise funds for the honor flight in hospitality. It's the student group in hospitality. And so they're going to go out to our assisted living village and auction their services off. And they asked if the Veterans Club, you know, I asked if a couple guys would like to do that. And I had 7 or 8 volunteers. I mean, they just always step up for everything. Very community service minded, very good about supporting any type of event, fundraising. They're very notable in our Fallen Soldiers run. We haven't talked about that. We'll have to talk about that too. But we have a Fallen Soldiers 5K run every year, and they always participate in that program. And needless to say, when we have our open houses, they're key as far as attending that the third day, so they can reach out and connect with the new veterans, offer up their assistance, answer questions, take them around town if they need to, you know, where you get your, you know, pay your electric or water deposit, you know, all the do's and don'ts, you know, kind of the culture at Western. So the Veterans Club is just, you know, integral to veteran services here at Western, in my opinion.
I mean, it seems like it's been that way. I know it started during the Vietnam War, and it seems to continue, so that really says a lot for it.
Every year, you know, they go on and on. So, yeah, definitely. And we depend on them, and I think we work closely with them, you know, to make it happen, too. For them to make the services happen for our new veterans as well.
What is your graduation success rate? I mean, obviously a veteran has been out in the military. He's seen the world. He's learned. He's got an entirely different perspective. He's going to come back to school. He may or may not have had a real strong high school education, but, you know, you've got the tutoring. You've got all this stuff in place at Western. What kind of expectation do we have for graduation success?
Well, you know, and that's a hard one to measure, Doug. And the reason why that is we look at all of our veterans and service members, and they're in and out, if you know what I mean. They get called up to duty, then they come back. Like I had a married couple. It took them 10 years to graduate, but by gosh, I just talked to them the other day. They did graduate. She had 3 deployments opposite his 4 deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. So between the two of them, they had 7 deployments, but they both graduated within 10 years. You know, I got to hand it to them. It's just phenomenal.
Talking about persistence. Yes, that's it.
It was phenomenal. And like I said, I just talked to him last month. Hadn't talked to him in a couple years. And she's at a financial firm in downtown Chicago. And he's at Naperville Police Department. So they're both doing very, very well. But it is hard to measure because they do come in and out. They do get deployed. They do leave for training and come back. So generally, in most instances, graduation rate is usually determined based on a 6-year rate. And we have not really been tracking veterans as a student group for that long. So I'm not able to, you know, appropriately answer that question. But like I said earlier, those student veterans that are here, more than 50% of them have greater than 3.0. So they're serious about their academics.
And that makes the whole thing, because you get the persistence and everything else, you can do real good.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we've got, you know, students leaving for law school, Caterpillar, several firms, obviously John Deere. So, yeah, absolutely. Really, you know. And veterans, we had an employment conference not too long ago, and we had a number of employers coming in. And after they left, the rumble of the talk, you know, we started getting job leads from different employers because they heard about this. You know, employers want to hire veterans right now, and it's the smartest thing they could do, quite frankly. You've already got an ethical, dedicated, committed, loyal employee. You know, you can't lose.
I know. The quality of education I got at Western, because when I got out of high school in 1967, oh my, I had a one-way ticket to Vietnam. And while I was over there, I was flying in the Air Force. We were flying B-52s out of Utapau, and I applied to Western Illinois University and got accepted. And I got there, like I said, 4 days after I got out, and it was just wonderful, wonderful. But again, I finished up my programs within 4 years, but again, it was this, well, we got to get it done, we got to get out, because this is a whole different time frame. But after that, I eventually ended up, as you know, at University of Illinois, and the academic quality of it, educational programs that I had at Western made my master's and PhD at education at the University of Illinois just a dream. And I mean, I think that's one of the big things, because at Western, the students have always had extremely high interaction with the faculty direct. It wasn't like you were just messing with a TA or somebody like that. You have extremely high interaction with the faculty, and you got to do everything right with them, correct?
You do. That, you know, it's so true. The personal service and feel of the campus, that's real. And the faculty do have a direct interest in the student.
Yeah, I mean, I was really lucky because our department head at that time was an Army colonel, but, you know, what can you say in the physics department? Well, I know you've got another program, and I really want you to discuss this because you just mentioned this to me the other day on the phone. Could you describe the Veterans Honor Society program?
Absolutely. Western is a charter member of SALUTE, the National Veterans Honor Society, and so every semester we offer the opportunity for our veterans to join the program. And this semester, just last week, we inducted the 2013-14 class, and we have over 100 members. It's one of the largest groups in the nation, but it recognizes veterans and service members who carry a cumulative grade point average of 3.0 or better. And the other neat thing is when they go to graduate, they're able to wear a red, white, and blue on a court. So they're one of very few that have that prestigious honor. And, you know, there's gives me goosebumps every time I see somebody walk across the stage with that red, white, and blue honor cord. So it
chills
very
up your
special.
Spine, doesn't it?
It does. It is very neat. And like I said, it's great to put that on your resume. It's another way for an employer to see right off the bat. Not only am I a veteran, you know, I am a scholar too. So we're very, very proud of that program and proud of the students that join that program. So.
Now, obviously, I mean, you know, when you get there, and I can't overemphasize enough, and I know, Kathy, you'll say the same thing. When you come to school and come to college, you've got to button down and do your academics. I mean, when I got there in physics and math, obviously we had a strong thing, and a whole group of us in physics were Vietnam veterans coming right out, coming back there. But what we got to know is, okay, yeah, there's a lot of stuff to do in the community, which we need to talk about, but you need to knuckle down, get your studies down, get your homework, ask for the assistance that's readily available throughout the WIU campus, and get that stuff done, and then have your fun, don't you?
Absolutely. Get your priorities in order. You know, and we hadn't mentioned, too, we do have a disability resource center here, too, so... If I have any type, let's say I have some type of reading disability, I can go into the Disability Resource Center, and they may be able to help me with accommodations to take longer times for tests. Perhaps I could take it in a private area rather than in the classroom. Or if I have trouble taking notes or something, they might be able to offer a scribe for me, that type of thing. So the Disability Resource Center can be an excellent resource for students as well. So there's definitely something for everyone here.
So we've got the State Park at Lake Argyle. We've got Spring Lake, which is the local park. We've got all the stuff within the community. Now, what about as far as shopping opportunities and medical opportunities?
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. I wanted to mention, we do have a direct link. We have great partnership with our Veterans Affairs Service officers. And as a matter of fact, they come on campus every other week. So they're right here in the center, and they help students sign up for VA healthcare. They help with, the Global War on Terrorism bonus through the state of Illinois. They will help with any type of disability claims or anything to follow up with the VA. We kind of pride ourselves here at Western in doing the educational benefits, and they do those other types of things. Gives us great expertise. I mentioned the VA Healthcare Center in Iowa City for major. We have the Telemental Health Center right here on campus. Then we have two clinics close by through the VA. One is right up in Galesburg, probably about a 45-minute trip, maybe an hour. And then also in Quincy, we have another VA clinic, so students can select from those VA clinics. Of course, we have McDonough County Hospital locally. We have a health center right here on campus, and that's really neat because, quite frankly, the Illinois Veterans Grant almost pays for the health insurance there. So you'd be silly not to take out the health insurance and go right here on campus, you know, for your basic medical needs. You don't have to travel anywhere. So that's a neat thing. We also have a center here in town that provides counseling services, that type of thing, on a sliding scale basis. So there really does seem to be a wonderful, wonderful network of healthcare facilities.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, in the military, obviously, disabled vet, they're going to come out of the military, and if they have any level of disability, they'll have, obviously, the VA disability where they're entitled to VA care. Also, if they're retired military, or in some cases, if they're still in the military coming to school, then they have what's called TRICARE.
Mm-hmm.
Does McDonough County Hospital and all that recognize the TRICARE and everything? Do you
know? Unfortunately, they don't. To be honest, Doug, that's probably the biggest challenge we have is providers who will accept TRICARE in the area. That's why sometimes, depending upon the individual, if the Illinois Veterans Grant pays for health insurance right here on campus, I encourage students, you know, just to keep that insurance too as a backup. But then if they need other type, you know, but that is the challenge, that MDH does not accept TRICARE.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully maybe someday we'll get that done, because I know since I retired from the military and 80% disabled, I've had to use both the VA and TRICARE, and it becomes extremely important.
Now, on campus, we have a beautiful recreation center. That is so popular. A swimming pool, four basketball, racquetball court. I mean, you name it. That's just kind of on campus the place to go. And again, students pay for the recreation center through student fees, so there's no charge for them throughout the semester as long as they're enrolled as a student. So that's a great, great way to get healthy or stay healthy and fit, because a lot of our students, veterans, many times are already fit. So that's a big draw for sure. I did want to mention our Fallen Soldiers Run, if I could.
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, okay. A few years back, we started a fund in honor of two fallen soldiers. Captain Dobagai is one of them. They were both helicopter pilots, so we've named it in their honor. And every year, the Employee Wellness and Campus Rec sponsor a 5K Fallen Soldiers Run in the fall. This upcoming year, it's going to be in October during Mom's Weekend. But again, we raise funds, and then those scholarship funds will go directly to veterans and service members here. Right now, we're trying to endow the fund, but we are giving out four scholarships per year. And our student veterans, if you're a recipient of those scholarship funds, you can use it for living expenses, books, you know, whatever you need. It doesn't have to necessarily go to tuition and fees.
You know, I think since we got back together and you and I have been talking and what you've described now on the program, I mean, during the Vietnam War, I specifically selected Western because my cousins were going there, and they said, you can come to school here. You don't have to worry about the politics. You don't have to worry about the riots. You can focus on your education with incredible academic support and administrative support. And it seems to me, all these years later, Western is still doing it.
Absolutely. You know, we're steeped in military history, clear back to World War I with Roy Hansen, you know, and with him studying under Newt Rockne, and then here, Rockne helps him get a coaching job here, and then he goes to Hansen, goes before Congress. You know, we're the only leathernecks in the nation, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, what else can you see? I mean, the leathernecks. I mean, we got Rocky, the bulldog and everything else, and leathernecks, because in 1974, I was sitting there in physics, and I had to get recalled back to the Marine Corps officer program. I just went for the summer and said, wait a minute, I already got all my years in. The Vietnam War is over, I'm leaving. But, I mean, having the fighting leathernecks as the mascot for Western Illinois University, I mean, talk about tradition.
Absolutely, you know, and that was clear back, you know, before World War II. And then he commissioned as a lieutenant colonel in the Marines, you know, in World War II. And then he came back to coach until the 60s. I don't know if he was here, still here when you were here. But, you know, now we have Rocky, Hansen Field, you know, the whole thing. I haven't even mentioned the ROTC program.
Yeah, we need to mention that because you got a former commander of ROTC, was a former department head in law enforcement, and he's still there and advocating for everybody, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And, heck, they won the best Midwest awards, like in 90 and 2001 and 2002, best battalion, you know, in 3, 4, 5, and 6. So yeah, they're also steeped in a tradition of excellence as well.
So, I know here at the University of Illinois, where I ended up spending my career, they have what they call the ROTC Honors Day, and we just had this here just a couple weekends ago here at the University of Illinois. Do you have anything like that where the ROTC recognizes all of the incredible achievements and academic value of all of the veterans that they have there and the ROTC cadets?
Okay, so I'm not sure if I followed you on that one. Were they? We have. They do have a couple of programs for ROTC, and then of course the commissioning. But are you asking if there's a campus-wide?
Yeah, well, this would be it's a campus-wide ROTC program where the ROTC department of the campus recognize the academic achievements of the ROTC cadets and the veterans. That's one thing that we have here at U of I.
Yes, I'm sure they do that. In addition to the commissioning ceremony,
that's pretty neat.
They do have specialized awards as well, you know, that are named after various individuals who have succeeded before them.
How do people get in touch with you, Kathy? We got to get that out here before we end up in a couple minutes.
Oh, definitely. Well, you can certainly email us at veterans, VETERANS, resources, RESOURCES, at WIU.edu. Our phone number is 309-298-3505. If you don't remember any of those things, just go to WIU.edu, and at the bottom of every single homepage, you're going to see the word veterans right next to the Facebook icon. You click on that veterans tab, and it's going to take you right to our page with our contact information, all about our programs and services, and we'll just get connected that way.
That'll be wonderful. Kathy, thank you very, very much for joining us tonight on Warrior Connection. If you can send me more specific information, we'll put this up on the archive so it'll go right with the radio program, and that way all the veterans can access it and everything else. So if anybody, you're a veteran, you're in the military, you want to come out, you're a local veteran, you want to come to Western. Oh, wait a minute, one final thing. Do veterans get in-state tuition at Western?
Absolutely.
So it doesn't matter where they're from. If they come to Western, they got in-state tuition,
they're
correct?
They're going to get in-state tuition, you bet.
Man, that is really, really important.
And they get priority registration, Doug.
And priority registration. I know I did use that when I was there, got all a long time ago. Well, Dr. Kathy Myers, thank you very much for joining Warrior Connection tonight. And let's keep in contact. We'll get information out. And hopefully we'll get veterans, whether they're junior enlisted, NCOs, or officers. Maybe they'll come to Western and find out how great it is.
Oh, you bet. Thank you for the opportunity, Doug.
Well, say hi to everybody, and thank you, Kathy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Dr. Kathy Myers, Veteran Resource Center at Western Illinois University. Thank you very much, and good evening.